Hold him, Kel! The knight shouted, pressing forward with his broadsword. The blade found meat, slicing into the berserker's shoulder until it thunked into bone. The beast roared, the sound setting Grill's ears to ringing, and lashed out at the knight. Mountainous knuckles collided with the man's face. The sharp crack of broken bone sent him reeling. He spun about and fell to his knees with a shriek, hands clasping at his cheek and jaw. Grill saw his one remaining eye whirling in its socket, the other half of his face an oozing sea of ruby waves. A line of blood ran from the knight's ear. He was dead, but had yet to realize. The Thrak grasped the spear in its guts, wrapping its gnarled fingers about the shaft and brought its bone blade around. The weapon sheared through the wooden haft with ease, leaving nearly a foot of wood protruding from its side. The Thrak paid it no heed. It rumbled a challenge and charged. The boy's leverage gone, he stumbled backward and fell, wide eyes locked on the approaching berserker. His hands scrabbled for purchase, but he could find little in the soft wetness beneath him. Cold sickness washed away Grill's hunger. He cast a wishful glance at the surviving knights, only to see them focused on the other Thrak. They were winning the battle, but none had noticed their dwindling numbers. By the time they did, they would be down one more. The boy, Kel, to his foolish credit, held his voice, though in bravery or fear, Grill couldn't say. He sighed, realization souring in his throat. To leave the boy's fate in the hands of the knights meant the boy died. Grill pulled his skullcap tighter across his scalp to ensure his scars remained hidden and sprinted down the rise. He drew a throwing knife from the belt that crisscrossed his chest and whipped it underhand at the Thrak just as it reared up, readying to bring its sword down upon the boy's head. The blade pierced the small of its back. Sharp as it was, the knife was nothing more than an inconvenience, the sting of a wasp to a giant. It sank less than 2 finger joints into the berserker's flesh, its handle quivering. It was enough to earn the beast's attention, though. As expected, the Thrak spun about with a guttural bark. Grill knew the berserkers well, years spent on the battlefield alongside the hordes. The slats of the Thrak's red eyes gleamed with rage as it spread the trunks of its arms in challenge. It went silent mid-roar at seeing Grill, posed as though it were a morbid statue, its upper lip peeled back in a confused sneer. Despite never having the knack of discerning one of the beasts from another, Grill was certain this Thrak knew him, recognized him. Grill closed in its confusion. He reached out and clasped the end of the spear that jutted from the berserker's side. The Thrak's eyes followed Grill's hand, seeming only then to grasp its danger. Grill's free hand wormed its way into the beast's woolly mane, closing about the knotted mess and pulling the berserker's head down. The waft of rotten meat and rancid flesh flooded Grill's nose, but he clenched his teeth and exhaled hard in defiance of the stench. At the same time, he twisted the spear in Thrak's guts and drove the remnants of the blade upward into its chest until it grated to a halt. The beast shuddered and loosed a spray of bloody froth that peppered Grill's cheeks, tinting his vision red. The Thrak's eyes wavered and rolled in their deep sockets. It loosed a wet growl, a low rumble fading in the depths of its chest, before the last of its life spilled out warm across Grill's gloved hand. Its full weight sagged onto the spear, and Grill let go. The beast crumbled to the ground with a sigh, its gaze still locked on him. There was accusation in its sightless stare. Worse still, Grill felt its betrayal clawing at his conscience, a sting he was not prepared for.
You there! Halt!
A harsh voice called out, its tenor demanding obedience. Grill cursed his preoccupation with the Thrak, suddenly able to hear the crunch of booted steps at his back. He loosed his sword and swung it about,